I tell you, oh dear. On occasions, though, as you can imagine, I get called upon to talk to some weird groups. I didn't know there were so many secret societies in Great Britain. Have you ever been to an English-speaking union? I went there and a shower of Chinese turned up. Yeah. I've seen a Cypriot in the morning suit. How about that? Yeah. Oh, dear me. That was to go to a point-to-point meeting. They, I remember my missus answering the phone, my secretary acting unpaid, the one with the four kids, and she would answer the phone one night, the phone had gone, and it's usually when you're tearing a piece of paper off a roll. Have you noticed that? Yeah. And she's there at the bottom of the stairs, laughing like a drain. I said, "What's that?" She said, "Well, you remember, you've got to go to the Church Women's Guild tonight. At 8 o'clock, they said they just rung up. They said, "Would you tell Mr. Bates not to come until 15:15, as we have a little prayer first?" I said, "I don't bloody need one if you're going." The weird lockdown in San Patricio, really. And another time, I got this from me. "Will you come and give a talk to the Winslow and Alderley Edge Ladies' Luncheon Club?" I thought, good God, lads, you're out of your depth here. It isn't for you. You see, because Cheshire is like a teapot, and we live in the swamps down at Sandbach. It's like being in the bayou, you know. They call it Salt Lake City. We've even had those Mormons come round, knocked on the front door. My missus, they've big black robes on. Have you ever seen them? None of my missus went to the door, frightened to death. She said, "We're Mormons." She said, "We don't want any. We've got one." "Yeah, yeah, we've got one." So I said, "Bloody morons, you know. Cheeky with it too, you know." They go about four doors up and knock there, and a lady comes out and she said, "We're Mormons." She looks at him, she said, "Are you that religious sect that have a number of wives?" "We are." "You should be bloody well hung." "We are." No, he's getting off the tail. I wasn't telling these silly stories, silly. I'm talking about the Winslow and all the age ladies' luncheon club, you see, and I thought, "Oh, God, God, you're out of your depth here, lad. You'll have to watch it. Deny yourself." Oh, I thought, well, I better go, you know, you don't like saying no. I thought, but I remember a cousin of mine was a doctor at Winslow at the time, and he made a special journey. Oh, yes, we haven't seen that branch of the family for some years. But he heard it was going. So he came. I said, "Hello, how are you?" He said, "Well, just two things, really, I've come about." He said, "I hear you're going to give a talk to the ladies of Winslow." I said, "Yes." He said, "Oh, well, a couple of things." He said, "You don't know me. You're no bloody relation of mine, you know." And got back in his sticky little moped and went back. Anyway, so... I went to give a talk to the ladies, you see. Got in this place and 5,000 quid's worth of hats walked in. All the lot. Some had got the cherry over one ear, some had got the banana rampant, you know. On the hat, I mean. Oh, filthy, miny lot of swine. They got there. And as they all came in there, oh, you know, and it's overpowering, you see. And I started me ramblings. I'd only been rambling a quarter of an hour and a dozen had gone home, you know. I knew what they think, you see, because the Carruthers don't laugh because the Fortescue Smythes weren't, you know. Yeah. I want some saying at this time of the night and all. And, oh dear, I thought, oh, what's going on? Until the old girl next to me, like she was the chair lady or whatever you call it, she leant over to me. She said, "Take no bloody notice of them, Batesy. Give them some stick." Aye. And I bet she was pushing 80 this one. And she was really enjoying it, you know. Anyway, this lot went on, and I rambled again, and another 25% went on. We were left with a few. But about 4 months after, I'm blowing some tree roots up in a bloke's back garden near Winslow. You know, he's having the two levels, Japanese style, I think it is. I don't know, some of that. But he couldn't get the tree roots out anyway. And I was thrutching away in his back garden. There was nobody in. He'd gone to business in Manchester, you know. And boom, boom, boom. And all of a sudden, a voice across the lane. There's another big house across the lane, you see, with the heavy stone gate pillars. with a gargoyle sitting on the top, spitting and sneering at the peasantry going past, you know. And a voice said, "Is that you, Mr. Bates?" And I peeped through his heavy laurel, you know. I said, "It is, madam." She stood there, resplendent in her shantung and cashmere. And, would you like a cup of tea? I said, "I would, you know. Oh, I can be a little devil when I try." So I went through his laurel, and you notice it never goes back in the same place again. Anyway. I said, "You won't remember me, will you, Mr. Bates?" I said, "I can't recollect, you know." "Well, I was at the Winslow Old Ladies Ladies Luncheon Club when you came along to give us a talk." And then she looked very fugitively up and down the road. She said, "And I was one of those who stayed." Little devil, you see. Oh. Well, I say, "You can come in and have a cup of tea, but for God's sake, don't let anybody see me speaking to you."